Oval Office.
As usual, we had a very constructive conversation.
Turkey is a strategic partner and strong ally of America.
I value our friendship
at the state level,
at the personal level.
We had a long discussion about a common concern.
And that concern is the PKK.
Bu da PKK konusudur. PKK is a terrorist organization.
PKK bir terör örgütüdür.
They're an enemy of Turkey.
Türkiye'nin düşmanıdır.
They're an enemy of Iraq.
Irak'ın düşmanıdır.
And they're an enemy of the United States.
Amerika Birleşik Devletleri'nin düşmanıdır.
We have talked about how we can work together.
Birlikte nasıl çalışacağımıza değindik.
To protect ourselves
kendimiz
from the PKK.
PKK'dan kendimizi korumak için.
We talked about the need to have better intelligence sharing.
Daha iyi istihbarat paylaşımına olan ihtiyacı görüştük.
In order to chase down people who murder people, you need good intelligence.
Katilleri bulabilmek ve yakalayabilmek için iyi istihbarat ihtiyacımız var.
And we talked about the need for our military to stay in constant contact.
Ordularımızın sürekli iletişimde kalma ihtiyacını anlattık.
To this end, the Prime Minister and I have set up a tripartite arrangement for his number two man in the military to stay in touch with our number two man and General Petraeus.
Bu anlamda başbakanla üçlü bir mekanizmadan bahsettik ki ordularımızın en üst düzey ikinci yetkililerinin irtibat kurabilmesi için, iletişim kurabilmesi için sürekli bu iletişimi sürdürmeleri için ve General Petraeus'la da birlikte çalışabilmeleri için.
The Prime Minister strongly urged that the United States work with leaders in Iraq to cut off money flows to the PKK.
Sayın Başbakan da Irak'taki liderlerle Amerika Birleşik Devletleri'nin çalışmasını ve PKK'ya finansal kaynaklarının kesilmesi üzerine teşvik etti.
The point is that I made it very clear to the Prime Minister we want to work in a close way to deal with this problem.
Sayın Başbakan'a şunu çok net bir şekilde ifade ettim. Kendileriyle çok yakın bir işbirliği yaparak bu soruna çözüm getirmek.
We discussed a lot of other issues. I do want to thank Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey for hosting the Neighbors Conference.
Türkiye'nin Başbakanı Sayın Erdoğan'a Irak komşular zirvesine ev sahipliği yaptığı için teşekkür etmek istiyorum.
It was a very important conference to help the people of Iraq realize the blessings of liberty.
Irak'taki halkın özgürlüğün nimetlerinden faydalanmaları için yararlı bir zirveydi.
And finally, I briefed the Prime Minister on Secretary Rice's recent phone call with President Musharraf.
Dışişleri Bakanı'nın yakın geçmişte Başkan Musharraf'la yaptığı telefon konuşması hakkında bilgi verdi Sayın Başbakan'a.
I asked the Secretary to call him.
Dışişleri Bakanı'nın
to convey this message.
Şu mesajı iletmesini istedim.
That we expect there to be elections as soon as possible.
En kısa zamanda seçim beklediğimizi ifade etmesini istedim.
And that the President should remove his military uniform.
Ve başkanın askeri üniformasını çıkarması gerektiğini
söyledi. Previous to his decision, we'd made it clear that these emergency measures were would undermine democracy.
Kararından önce bu acil önlemlerin demokrasinin altına uyacağını çok net bir şekilde ifade etmiştik.
Having said that, I did remind the Prime Minister that President Musharraf has been a strong fighter against extremists and radicals.
Bunu söylemiş olmakla birlikte Sayın Başbakan'a Başkan Musharraf'ın aşırıcılar ve radikallere karşı çok güçlü bir mücadeleci olduğunu hatırlattı.
That he understands the dangers posed by radicals and extremists.
Radikallerin ve aşırıcıların yarattığı tehlikeleri anladığını ifade etti.
After all, they tried to kill him 3 or 4 times.
Tabii ki kendisini de 3-4 kere hayatına kastetti.
And our hope is that he will restore democracy as quickly as possible.
Ve ümit ediyoruz ki en kısa zamanda demokrasi yeniden yerini bulur.
And I thank you for your leadership.
Sizin de liderliğiniz için size teşekkür ederim.
And the strong example your country has set.
Ve ülkenizin de gerçekleştirmiş olduğu çok güçlü örnek için.
And I haven't had a chance to personally congratulate you on your party's rather significant victory.
Kişisel olarak partinizin çok büyük ölçüdeki zaferi için sizi tebrik ediyorum.
Welcome.
Hoş geldiniz.
Thank you. Öncelikle Sayın Başkan'a çok teşekkür ediyorum.
First of all, I'd like to thank the President.
Birleşmiş Milletler olağan genel kurulundan sonra tekrar bir araya gelmemiz sebebiyle memnuniyetimi ifade etmek istiyorum.
I would like to express that I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to meet after our brief discussions during the UN General Assembly.
Bugünkü tabii ağırlıklı ziyaret konumuzu dünyadaki terör, ülkemizdeki PKK terör örgütünün özellikle Kuzey Irak'taki konuşlanması teşkil etti.
The focus of our discussions today was mostly on terrorism, international terrorism and also the PKK and the activities of the PKK terrorist organization in northern Iraq.
Ve stratejik ortaklar olarak dünyada uluslararası teröre karşı bir ortak mücadelemiz söz konusu.
As strategic partners we are fighting jointly against international terrorism in the world.
Bu ortak mücadelemizin gereği olarak Kuzey Irak'a konuşlanmış olan bu bölücü terör örgütüne karşı neler yapabiliriz? Bunu değerlendirme fırsatını bulduk.
As part of our joint efforts to combat terrorism, we spoke about what we can do against the separatist terrorist organization which has deployed itself in northern Iraq.
Bildiğiniz gibi 17 Ekim'de parlamentomuz hemen hemen tamamına yakınının desteğiyle iktidarımıza bir sınır ötesi operasyon görevlendirmesi yaptı.
As you know, on the 17th of October, the Turkish Parliament overwhelmingly, almost every single member of the Turkish Parliament gave an authority to our government, the authority, the mandate in other words, to do a military cross-border incursion if necessary.
Bu tamamıyla PKK terör örgütüne yönelik bir sınır ötesi operasyon yetkilendirmesidir.
This is a mandate for a cross-border operation that solely aims the PKK.
Asla sivilleri kapsayamaz.
It cannot and it does not cover civilians.
Tabii bu noktada bizler istihbarat paylaşımına öncelik veriyoruz.
On this point of course we place priority on intelligence sharing.
Konuda stratejik ortağımızla dayanışma içerisinde olmamız çok önemli.
It is important to work jointly and in solidarity with our strategic partner, the United States.
Çünkü PKK'yı terör örgütü olarak ilan etmeleri ve terör örgütü liderleri olsun, katiller olsun bunlara karşı ortak mücadele etmemiz şart.
Because they have declared the PKK as a terrorist organization, it is important that we fight jointly against the leaders, the murderers of this organization.
Sadece terör değil, yani dünyanın barışı için ortak olarak verdiğimiz mücadeleler var.
We are working not just to fight against terrorism, we're working together to establish peace in the world in general.
Beraberce bunu Somali'de verdik, Bosna Hersek'te verdik, Kosova'da verdik ve şu anda Afganistan'da hala veriyoruz.
For this we work together in Somalia, in Bosnia Herzegovina, in Kosovo. We are currently engaged in a similar effort in Afghanistan.
Ve teröre karşı da bu ortak mücadelemizin sürmesinin gereğine inanıyoruz.
And we are of the opinion that it is necessary to continue to work to fight against international terrorism.
İnanıyorum ki bölgede barışın, huzurun gereği bu.
I believe that this is what we must do to achieve peace and order in the region.
Ve bunları en geniş manada değerlendirme fırsatımız oldu.
And we've had an opportunity to extensively discuss these issues.
Burada terör kamplarının, terörist kamplarının dağıtılmasından liderlerin yakalanmasına varıncaya kadar bunun yanında atmamız gereken diğer adımlar, lojistik desteğin sağlanması noktasında bunların engellenmesi, tüm bunlara varıncaya kadar bunları değerlendirme, konuşma fırsatımız oldu.
We have had an opportunity to discuss various issues such as the dissolving of the terrorist camps, the capture of leaders of the terrorist organization or other steps that may be necessary, cutting off logistical support, etc.
Ve sorumluluk mevkiinde olan özellikle gerek diplomatik, gerek siyasi, gerekse askeri noktada müşterek çalışmamızın devamı önem arz ediyor.
And we believe that it is very important for us to work and jointly on a diplomatic, political and military level and cooperate.
Temenni ediyorum ki bu çalışmalar neticesini en kısa zamanda verecektir.
It is my wish that this work that we do take up jointly will yield results in the shortest time possible.
Çünkü Irak'ın istikrarı da bunu gerektirmektedir.
Because this is also important for stability of Iraq itself.
Kuzey Irak'ın istikrarı da bunu gerektirmektedir.
And stability of northern Iraq.
Çünkü onların istikrarı bizim istikrarımızdır.
Because their stability is our stability.
Ama onların huzursuzluğu bizim huzursuzluğumuz.
And any kind of disorder or difficulty there is also a difficulty, a disorder for us, a problem for us.
Bölge zaten bir huzursuzluk bölgesi.
There is a lot of difficulty in the region in general.
Bunu stratejik ortaklar olarak birlikte gidermekte öyle zannediyorum ki bizim görevimizdir.
And I believe that it falls to us, it's a responsibility for us as strategic partners to work to ensure that we overcome these difficulties and solve them.
Ve düşüncelerimizin de büyük oranda örtüştüğünü gördüm. Bundan dolayı ayrıca memnunum.
I have also seen that the president and I agree on these points and I'm very happy to see that.
Pakistan'daki gelişmeye gelince doğrusu bir an önce orada demokratik sürece geçilmesi bizim de beklentimizdir.
With respect to Pakistan, it is also our desire to see a return to democracy in the shortest time possible.
Türkiye olarak her zaman aşırılıkların biz de karşısında olduk.
We as Turkey have always been against extremism and we will continue to be against it.
Çünkü hiçbir zaman çıkış aşırılıkta değildir.
Because the way out never is through extremism.
Orta yol en isabetli olanıdır.
The middle of the road is the correct way to go.
Onun için insanları buraya çekmek isabetli olanı.
And therefore I believe it will be important to make sure people follow that path as opposed to others.
Bu konuda biz de Pakistan'da yapacağımız görüşmelerde düşüncelerimizi kendileriyle paylaşacağız.
And we will share our views and opinion in our discussions with our Pakistani colleagues.
Planlandığı gibi seçim takviminin sürdürülmesi isabetli olacaktır.
It will also be proper to have the elections take place in Pakistan as planned.
İnanıyorum ki Pakistan'ın aydınlık geleceği de burada yatmaktadır.
And I believe that there lies the bright future for the country of Pakistan.
Yeah, thank you. We'll take two questions aside, Jennifer. Hold on a second. It was
just last week that you said again that your administration stands with people who yearn for liberty. How does that square with continuing to partner with Pakistan, given what's going on now, and given that President Bashar has gone down the path of the war?
As I said earlier in my statement that we made it clear to the president that we would hope he wouldn't have declared the emergency powers he declared. Now that he's made that decision, our hope now is that he hurry back to elections. And at the same time, we want to continue working with him to fight these terrorists and extremists who not only have tried to kill him, but have used parts of his country from which to launch attacks into Afghanistan and or are plotting attacks on America.
Call who you want, yeah. What would be your reaction if there would be Turkish operations in northern Iraq?
First of all, I don't like to answer hypothetical questions. But I can tell you that he asked what would my reaction be if there's an attack. Well, that's a hypothetical question. But what we did talk about is to make sure that there is good enough intelligence so that we can help deal with a common problem. And that problem is a terrorist organization called PKK. And we need to know, in any of these actions, who they are and where they are in order to make any strategy effective. And therefore, step one is to make sure that our intelligence sharing is good. The problem oftentimes is that faulty intelligence means that we can't solve the problem. Good sound intelligence, delivered on a real-time basis, using modern technology, will make it much easier to deal effectively with people who are using murder as a weapon to achieve political objectives. As I said in my opening statement, the PKK is an enemy of Turkey, a free Iraq, and the United States of America, and it's in our joint interest to work effectively to deal with the problem. Karen.
Mr. President, you called on President Musharraf to restore democracy as quickly as possible.
What will be the consequences if he doesn't take your advice, and how seriously are you weighing his advice?
Once again, it's a hypothetical question. I certainly hope he does take my advice and the advice of the Prime Minister of Turkey and the advice of a lot of other figures. And so that's all we can do is continue to work with the President as well as others in the PAK government to make it abundantly clear the position of the United States. And then obviously we'll deal with it if something other than that happens. Well, the first thing that happened was, as a result of the Prime Minister's good leadership, Turkish soldiers were released. I know this was very much on his mind. I know that because he has constantly talked to my government about seeing if we can't work together to get these people released. And the point I bring up is that there is at least one effective measure for people in Turkey to see that when we work together, we can accomplish important objectives. And so it's again, I repeat to you, it's fine to speculate about what may or may not happen, but nothing can happen until you have good intelligence. And we need to know where people are hiding. We need to know what they're doing. And we believe we can work closely with our Turkish allies as well as concerned citizens in Iraq to find that kind of intelligence. I've assured the Prime Minister that we're working very carefully and closely with people in the Kurdish part of Iraq to help deal with the movement of these people, to help locate and find and stop the leadership of the PKK from continuing doing what they're doing. The first step in that direction was the release of the soldiers. We understand there's transit issues in airports. We understand that there's issues with money. What the Turkish people need to come away with from this meeting is that, one, the Prime Minister has impressed upon me the seriousness of the problem. I understand it. Two, he expects there to be action, and I agree. And we've taken some steps along those lines. Thank you very much.